right? I mean, it's all about them growing up and maturing and getting out on their own. And the reality is that there are times God does that for us. He doesn't want us to become complacent. He doesn't want us to become comfortable in our walk, but he wants us to grow. And so there are those times when he puts growing pains in our path, places where he wants us to be challenged, to be able to grow and be all that he longs for us to be. He longs for us to grow up. So sometimes, though, we struggle with growing pains. Next slide. Another reason sometimes we don't grow up in Christ is that we use the wrong measuring stick. We often use the wrong measuring stick. A little boy came to his mother and said to her, "Mom, did you know that I am 8'4" tall?" And I mean, he was. And she said, 8'4", bring me the ruler you were using. And he brought her a little 6-inch ruler. Do the math with me. I'm not real good at that. It's 8'4". He was actually 4'2", right? Because he was using the wrong measuring stick. Sometimes we as believers take the wrong measuring stick as well. Next slide, please. We look in the wrong direction. We gauge our growth by looking at one another more than by looking at Christ, right? We're to grow up into the head. I'm not to grow up into Amy. I'm to grow up into Christ. I'm not to grow up into Mark. So while sometimes we compare our Christian walk by another person, the reality is God longs for us to compare it, to look at it based upon who he is. Not this way, but this way. Next slide. Over in the church in Corinth had that problem. They were struggling with that, and the Apostle Paul dealt with it there in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He said, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God himself has assigned to us." So the Apostle Paul was saying that there are times when we struggle with growing up because we base our idea of what it means to be mature on one another. And hopefully we do have mature people that can be models for us. But the reality is we need to look to the head. That is Christ. Next slide, please. And even in the text that we looked at, the Apostle Paul says it repeatedly. We need to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ so that we will in all things grow up into him who is the head. That is Christ. Next slide, please. And he even said it as clear as could be in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So for you and I, sometimes part of the reason we don't grow up in the faith is because we're looking at the wrong example. We need to look to Christ for our example. Next slide. And then thirdly, another reason some choose not to grow up is some believers don't grow up because they refuse to get out of the boat. I don't even have to turn to the text with you today. You know that passage out of Matthew. The disciples are in the boat, remember? And Jesus starts to come to them on the water, right? And what does Peter do? Peter says, "Lord, yes." And he heads out onto the water, and things are grand, things are great, until what happens? He sees the waves, right? And then he begins to sink, right? And Jesus has to kind of pluck him up out of the water and put him back in the boat. Now, I can only imagine, it's not in the text, but I have to believe, because guys are guys, right? That there was some significant riding of Peter that took place on the rest of that trip into the shore. You with me? Because these people are going, "Yeah, Peter, you know, you're all wet and drippy. We're nice and dry, you know, and you went and you sunk out there." And knowing Peter as he was, my guess has to be that Peter looked at them and said, "Yeah, that may be the case, but you have never walked on water, and you have never, in the process of sinking, been able to look up and reach up into the hand of your Savior and find safety. I have." And the reality is true for you and I. There are some of us that says, "I've never gotten wet." But the reality is there are times we need to get wet. We need to get out of the boat. Next slide. And I know you're using John Ortberg, so you know that name because I saw somebody carrying around a book of a John Ortberg study this morning. One of the passages that, or one of the books that he has is, if you want to walk on water, you gotta get out of the boat. And that's the reality for you and for me. If we want to grow up into this walk with God, we have to be willing to get out of the boat. If we want to experience the power, if we want to experience the provision of God, we have to allow Him to put us into places where we are powerless and provisionless in order to see the good things that He longs to do for us. Next slide. Push it once more. There we go. Now, I don't know whether you can see that. I had aquariums growing up. I had a bunch of them. I did not have this fish in my aquarium. I didn't know this, but the most popular fish in an aquarium is a shark. I don't know whether you were aware of that or not. And that's actually a shark that's in that aquarium up there. And I found out something about sharks. Do you know that a shark in an aquarium, if you were to take it out of that aquarium and put it in the open ocean, would grow? That it would go from this little tiny shark in the little tiny aquarium to this great big shark in the middle of the ocean. And I think it's a great image of kind of how we are sometimes. You know, we're like this big Christians swimming around in this little bitty aquarium that we call life. When sometimes God wants us to grow and He wants us to mature and He wants us to become all that He longs for us to be. But to do so, we have to get out of the boat. I've seen the cutest little 6-inch Christian swimming around in a puddle. When God longs for you and I to be large and full and to be all that He wants and longs for us to be. It's easy to get comfortable. It's easy to get complacent about our faith. It's easy to be secure and to believe that God wants us to be security guards for what is, when the reality is our God wants us to be warriors willing to go out and to be about seeking to reclaim the kingdom that is His, that is lost. Not to be security guards of what is, but to be warriors to claim what is rightfully His. And the reality is you and I have to be willing to get out of the boat. Next slide. Just a closing slide. This is from down in Haiti. And you know from my time previously with you that I've spent a lot of time in Haiti. And this is a picture of great potential, but also of great sadness for me. Because you can see there, where the weeds are in the foreground here, that's a foundation that's been poured. That's the promise of a new home being constructed, right? But has there been any growth? Has there been any building that's taken place? No. The foundation is there. The potential is there. But the reality is there's been no more growth. Sadly, this is often the image of the life of many Christian believers. They have a foundation in Jesus Christ. They've accepted Him as their Lord and Savior. But they've never grown. They've never developed. They've never matured in the way that God would long for them to mature. My daughter, Erin, my oldest, a week before her graduation, she came to me and she said, Dad, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to graduate. She said, because if I graduate, that means I have to grow up. And as the one that was paying the tuition bills, I said, absolutely, you absolutely have to grow up, right? But the reality is our God looks at our lives and He says, I want you to grow. I want you to mature. Trust me for that work. Let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you today for the wondrous saving grace Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the new life that you give us, a life that is full of potential, a life that is full of promise. Gracious God, grant us wisdom and grant us courage to trust you to grow, that you are a God of blessed assurance. For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Let us stand and sing Blessed Assurance.